Fed with Puffy.
Do you like when your name's in speculation like that already? Maybe so early.
I mean, it's so, that stuff's so far away. Right now, we need to focus on winning games, and that's the furthest thing from my mind right now.
Adam, why hasn't Martellus made the impact the last couple of weeks that he made earlier this year?
I would disagree with that statement. I mean, everybody looks at catches, yards, touchdowns, things like that. He's such a vital piece to our running game, our protection scheme. I mean, we've had a lot of changes up front. He's one of the main reasons why we're able to hold on to the ball, make some of the throws downfield, and have some explosive plays is because he's helping our protection. You know, we do a lot to try to get him the ball sometimes, but sometimes he's asked to stay in protection and be great in the run game, which he does such a good job. That's why we're able to do what we do.
We talked to him yesterday. In his special way, he made it seem like he was frustrated by the lack of catches.
Well, sometimes coverages dictate where that ball goes, and people are going to notice a guy when he has 11 catches in one game. He's targeted 11 times in another game, and defense is going to take notice. And sometimes the coverage does dictate. There's been a few times where I've called plays thinking the ball's going to him and they roll up on him or take him away with two guys and the ball ends up going somewhere else.
Is that a fine line that you want a guy who wants the ball but maybe not a guy who talks about it so much publicly?
It's never bothered me. I mean, if you're a skilled guy and you don't want the ball, then there's something wrong there. I mean, I want guys that want the ball. I want guys that want to have plays designed for them. And that's part of being in those positions is you want guys that want to be part of the impact that you're going to have on the game.
Were you surprised at all by his all-around game once you got to see it?
I didn't realize how good he was outside the passing game. I guess I was not aware of that. I was really surprised how good of a pass protector he was, and then him being a dominant run blocker. You know, I kind of had heard that, you know, he had a talent in that area, but just seeing it live, it's very impressive. He's really been one of the, you know, main keys why we've been able to run the ball, you know, well at times.
How would you evaluate Langford's play so far?
He did a good job last week when you get thrown in there, and it's easy to sit back and kind of go through everything in your, you know, with your coach in a meeting. But once you get thrown out there and the bullets are live, it's a different animal. And I thought he handled it well. He hit the holes, you know, about as hard as you can hit it. I mean, that's how he's going to be. He's going to be downhill. He's going to hit it hard, and you know, he's going to try to get a, you know, fight for every inch, and thought he did a good job of what we asked him to do.
How's knowing you have Jeremy instead of Matt this week test you as a play caller, if that's going to be the case?
That's going to be the interesting part of the game. You know? I they're going to test them out. They're going to figure out what we're going to do protection-wise. They're going to probably see what kind of runs we're going to end up doing with them. That's a challenge about playing this coaching staff. Obviously, the head coach knows myself very well. He knows some of our coaches, and the defensive coordinator is a challenging guy to go against. I'm just knowing him over these years and going against him twice a year and one time, three times, it's always a battle. I've never had a game where, you know, it's been one-sided. It's always come down to the end of the game, and whether we've won or they've won, it's always been a tough battle.
What can the guys behind Jeremy do for you? I mean, can you work them in?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Kadeem knows our offense as well as anybody, and Anton, we're trying to get him, you know, as caught up as fast as possible. I mean, when you're coming off the street and don't really know our system and completely different than what he was in, and just try to get him caught up as quick as possible.
Last week when you went to the run game after Matt went out, was that because the defense kind of predicated that, or was that you had confidence in what the O-line could do with Jeremy back there?
Yeah, we're always trying to make sure that, you know, we stay with the run game. I think that's my biggest challenge always is I've always been able to just move away from it if it wasn't working and just start throwing the ball, and that's not what we're trying to do. It's you know, making sure we stick with it, stay in a rhythm, don't go away from it, and make sure that we're in position in the fourth quarter to have a chance to win the game.
A lot of people look at the final box scores and the running numbers, 100 or 4.0 average. You haven't gotten either worse since, I think, week two. Are you getting – you always want more, I know. Are you getting enough of what you need in the run game?
I think with the amount of pieces that we've shuffled around, we're improving in that area, especially from one week to the next. I know the numbers don't say it, but there is a lot of things that we're doing well. We just have to make sure that we get more guys doing the right things consistently. We're having one or two guys here and there kind of, either bust or not finish, and we just need to do a better job of finishing.
How comfortable have you become with Charles Linnell, leaving him maybe in a lot of one-on-one situations?
I never had any issues with him. Everybody kind of flipped out on the Cincinnati game off of 20 plays. So, I mean, now we're getting to see him a little more, and obviously his confidence is growing. So I feel comfortable with him out there. You know, with that whole group, you can see they're gaining confidence as a group, and we're only going to get better as the season goes on.
Is there a risk of any overanalysis when you game plan for a team or the coaching staff you are familiar with? Do you have to avoid getting too much into the chess game? Just do what you do?
No, I mean, going against Coach Pagano, it's always tough. You feel like you're playing a game of Battleship sometimes. You're not really sure what's going on. He does such a good job. It's very rare tendencies. He'll change it up every week, and he's a this guy is a very tough coordinator to go against. He does such a good job as far as mixing his personnel up in his schemes.
With Langford, in terms of his understanding of the game, how far along is he in that respect in terms of what you want to get done?
Langford?
Yeah.
I think for a guy that's in his first year in the NFL, I've been surprised of how quickly he's picked everything up. The way that he's done in pass protection has been very, very impressive. And the run game, anything in the run game is easy for him, obviously, being a running back. But, you know, his ability in the passing game, too, it's rare to be able to have a guy that can come in and do all three phases of a running back.
So last time you played Battleship?
When's the last time?
Yeah.
Last Sunday.